Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's King Mark the First.
And Johnson the Valiant.
yeah, 855-450-FREE. So during the break, Johnson, you and I were, you were discussing your, how many years did you take French?
Seven years. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met anybody. And are you talking about all in high school?
No.
All in school, I should say. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was all in high school. I went to high school for 7 years. I repeated my senior year 4 times.
Excuse me. was it all in sort of government pre-college?
Well, I didn't go to a government high school, but, yeah, I mean, it was all pre-college.
Yes. Pre-college. So 7 years of French pre-college.
Yeah.
And you said you didn't learn much of anything? I mean, in seven years?
No, not really. I mean, I went to a terrible private school. Like, the education system was terrible at the school that I went to.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it's debatable. I mean, it's probably middle-of-the-road school in the United States in terms of its level. But, it just... I was able to have, like, basic get-around kind of conversations. I went to Paris, so I was able to kind of survive, but I certainly wouldn't suggest that I was able to have a conversation with anyone.
I think that language classes are probably the worst way to learn a language. It might be, it might give you a foundation, but after, you know, after that, you just kind of have to get out and,
there is
and learn
so
it.
Much of school... That is just a massive waste of time.
Oh yeah,
it's just ridiculous.
When you start parsing it out, I went to a private school from kindergarten through eighth grade, and I would say it was a very good private school. And then for high school, I went to a government school, and I would say pretty much the whole. You know, speaking of both institutions, basically 7 out of the 8 hours you're there is just indoctrination, and you're, like, learning 1 hour. They're so bad at teaching you that they actually have to send you home with homework in order to learn things. Like you have a kid's you have a room full of kids' attention, and you can't teach them things. I mean, it's ridiculous. Homework's a ridiculous thing.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I think that the public is generally demanding it. They're just feeling like, we need to strive harder, so more homework, but...
We need to make sure that our kids, who we send to daycare every day, government-run daycare, come home and have something to do that they're mandated by this daycare so that we don't have to parent them. We don't want to have any interaction with our children whatsoever, so please make sure that they're constantly kept busy doing things that don't matter.
And, you know, with the bells ringing and, you know, the feeding time and the having to ask to use the bathroom and these sorts of things, it just seems like it's such an inefficient way to educate someone. My son, Jack, is 7 years old. We keep him at home, and we do what I call family-directed learning, which means that he learns the things he wants to learn.
Right.
Because you don't learn things you don't want to learn.
Right.
That's not
necessarily even true. And here's my, this was crazy for me in school. I ended up going to a boarding school that was a character education school for bad kids.
All right.
And, well, the other kids there, a lot of the kids who were at the school were... basically sent to the school by psychologists seeking to get spiffs and, like, you know, different programs and whatnot, you know, kids in juvie centers, and the kids who were dealing with the psychologists and counselors and whatnot that were dealing with them would get a spiff, you know, to send kids to this school.
Yeah.
And so I got recommended to this school, not because of what the other kids were. Like, a lot of the other kids there were, you know, they had murdered people, raped.
Good Lord.
Stolen.
What a terrible idea to send your kid there.
Drug dealers, you know, stuff like that. There are lots of kids at this school. Not that I think that drug dealing is a bad offense of all those things, but, you know.
If they're getting into it in high school, then they're probably tough kids,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sure. And so I was sent to the school because my offense was that I absolutely refused to do homework. I just wouldn't do it. You know, I just didn't feel it was necessary. Why did I feel it was necessary? Because... when it came to the tests, I was getting 90s, 95s. Why? Because unlike the other students, I paid attention in class. Wasn't that hard. Don't talk to people. Listen to what the teacher's saying. And you go home, you learn something.
Well, hold on. Different kids learn different ways.
Sure.
And that's why they have homework, is sure. that some kids are going to learn best.
I'm lucky in that I'm an audiovisual learner.
Yep.
I can pay attention. I listen through hearing most of the time. I listen to audiobooks. I like audiobooks. I like listening to the radio.
What it shows is that you were getting, getting the service out of the government school that you wanted to get, and they couldn't handle that. They wanted you to do something else.
Right.
And, this is what they forget is it's their job to teach, not their job to control. Right. And they don't really get that. It's a difficult lesson for them to learn. Well, my son has never been to a school in a day in his life and is, reading above his grade level, is performing math, I think, about at his grade level. He's doing fine. We found some books that really work for him as far as math.
Although that's kind of surprising because I was really expecting your kid to be a freaking genius.
I think that he'll probably get math once he gets money a little better, once he understands money a little better. Because at that point,
he's walking around, entire solar system.
Oh yeah.
He's just going around about
astronomy.
Oh my god.
And dinosaurs, of course. I mean, a little boy isn't excited about dinosaurs.
You need to teach him here's how you get to. Somebody just needs to sit him down and be like, this is the math equation for calculating the trajectory required to slingshot around the moon to get to Mars.
He was actually working on that stuff. what you're talking about, but right. I mean, he was looking at how gravity worked and how it shot things around and stuff like that. Apparently, Jupiter is a big issue in the solar system. It controls, it's the second largest body in the solar system.
Right.
Anyway, just some of the stuff that he's watching, I'm getting it through osmosis because I'm nearby. And so, yeah, fascinating stuff. But kids learn the things that they want to learn. I think that schools would do a heck of a lot better, and maybe they are doing this more now, but they weren't when I was a kid.
Right.
They weren't talking about dinosaurs at all. I mean, you've got half of the class there that's, at least the boys, and probably the girls, too, are excited about dinosaurs, and they don't want to talk about them.
Right.
They don't want to discuss them. You know, you can be introducing rudimentary anatomy and physiology to these kids, and they can learn a great deal just by looking at dinosaurs. We can look at reproduction, how it works in birds and reptiles, and versus how it works in mammals. All kinds of things they could learn because they'd be interested in it. And...
yeah,
if I could address those issues, but they won't do it.
Yeah, if I could time travel back in time and take myself as a kid, I'd have been like, run away from home. I know you're only like 8, but run away from home. Take as much money as you can. You know all those stocks that you told your parents to invest in? Just invest a little bit yourself. You'll do fine. You'll be able to feed yourself off the money you make. And go and just be a homeless bum in California and just try and pick up the computers from anyone you can. Because this is during the 80s that would have happened.
Terrible advice.
Okay. But this is during the 80s that would have happened. So I'd be a billionaire right now. And, yeah. Because that would have... every stock, before they happened, I told my family to invest in Yahoo, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, all before they hit. Apple, every one of them, every one of the major companies before they were like a thing, like I made suggestions to invest in them to my family who, had some money to invest and that could have made lots and lots of cash. But didn't none of that materialize?
Some of the difficulty of being a young person, though, is that you need a place. You're just not ready to make it on your own, and that's why you need a family unit to provide support. It's not great. It's not great. But a lot of these sort of if I could go back and do this or go back and do that conversations, they don't work because ultimately you don't. You sort of have to have done the things that you did.
Right.
If you dropped out of high school and instead got your GED and attempted to, you know, learn, say, computers or whatever it is, yeah, that probably would help you in some way. But it's now you have the benefit of hindsight. You didn't know what the future was going to look like.
But apparently I did. Like, that's the point that I'm making, is that I made a lot of predictions that came true in a way that is, you know, just, it just drives me nuts. Because, you know, there are people even in my own classes in high school that were like, wow, you were really a visionary. This is ridiculous. You know, like, that.
What do you think they could do to improve government schools? Just a, you know, easy out-of-the-box solution. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Discover how deep your American roots go for free this 4th of July weekend. Go to TryAncestry.com to get free access through July 5th. Visit TryAncestry.com anytime this Wednesday through Sunday, and you'll have free access to our collection of records from the original 13 colonies and with a new visual story experience. Celebrate this 4th of July and take advantage of this free access weekend. Visit TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
All loans subject to index score approval, must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's King Mark the First. You just keep on trying a new
one. Yeah, you keep. How long are you going to be doing this King Mark the First thing for anyway?
I like it. I think that it is it's an incredibly powerful object lesson in how arbitrary and capricious people are that claim to have control over other people. It really resonates with me, this whole king thing. Like, I should be king. And I like it.
I guess I will be Johnson the Autodidactic.
You wish. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Johnson, getting off of the public schooling conversation here, apparently New Zealand is trying to ban internet trolling.
That is true. New Zealand is actually, I believe they have. New Zealand is now the most recent country to censor free speech on the internet, preventing Tumblr trolls and cyber bullies from being jerks to people online. The country passed a bill.
Are you claiming that there's a website where the trolls are worse than YouTube?
Twitter.
Twitter?
I think Twitter has generally always been the worst. Okay. I don't know, though. Maybe not. Call in and correct me if you think. This will start a debate. What's worse, Twitter or YouTube? Anyway, the country passed a bill called the Harmful Digital Communications Bill in hopes of abetting cyberbullying. The bill would censor posts that are racist, sexist, and show religious intolerance, or hassle people about a disability or a sexual orientation.
Run it by me one more time. Racist, sexist.
It censors posts that are racist, sexist, show religious intolerance.
Okay.
That's me. I troll that all the time. Or hassle people about a disability or sexual orientation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty religiously intolerant, too.
Yeah. But I guess the thing for me is that it's not like I'm not intolerant of a specific religion, which is probably what this is targeted at in general. I'm just intolerant of religion in general.
Well, for me, it's really different. I mean, I have an axe to grind with the Christian religion. I was raised that way. I went to a Christian school for 9 years. I taught Sunday school. My mother was a Sunday school teacher. I went to church every Sunday, got really into the church. And I, the religion, I just feel like, I had a lot of problems with my church there sort of when I was going some rough time in my teenage years. And then, ultimately, I felt misled. This community, which could have been so great, ultimately was just, a way to exclude people.
Yeah, and I think that probably I started my sort of disbelief, I guess, way back when it was probably started with Christianity because I just happened to live in the United States. But for me, I came to the conclusion that the greater poison is the sort of really doesn't matter what religion it is. It's the sacrifice of one's sense of reason and logic and rationality for belief, essentially saying that I'm not going to investigate the actual reasons for this any further because I have faith. And that's, for me, that's why I get bothered by religion. It's just like it comes to, and it's the same thing. Like that level of faith is the sort of the same thing that gets people to sort of just completely believe conspiracy theories, alternative medicine, ghosts, psychics, whatever. They just.
See, I disagree with you on this subject, and we've actually gone around on it one time before. Is that science has, that's what you're proposing here, is reason and science are superior to religion. And science has gotten so bizarre and so, like physics and, all this quantum whatever.
Well, have you ever heard of pseudoscience?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Well, pseudoscience is a huge factor in a lot of these other sorts of things. I mean,
sure,
psychics are going to claim, like, well, there's an energy field that.
But the reason that they can do that is because the science is so inaccessible to the average individual. You and I.
Because most people don't understand the basic
core tenets of the scientific
method.
Hold
on just a second.
No, they don't.
What religion does is it provides a genesis of the world. Where did we come from? This is a question that people have, and religion provides a nice pat answer for that. They say, well, we were shaped up out of the land by God, and then women came from the rib bone. Right? Like, there's a pat answer. What science's answer is even more bizarre. So, 13 trillion years ago, all matter was concentrated into an area the size of a softball, which was so hot and so powerful that it blew itself apart and created what we have today.
But you're talking about a belief in something that came from other scientists. That's a belief in a particular doctrine, right? That's a doctrine, right?
Yes.
A doctrine of science, okay? And so you can, that's not what I'm arguing. That's, you can believe that or not. That's like a set of beliefs that came
from
science.
That's the Big Bang Theory, right?
Sure, that's the Big Bang Theory. And I can tell you that I don't know whether or not the Big Bang Theory is true. There's other theories that are out there.
Right. The people that take it are essentially taking it on faith.
But here's what I can say. I can say this. I can say because of the scientific method and the people who are employing the scientific method, I'm more likely to believe that than the talking snake theory. Because the whole thing behind the scientific method is testing things and evidence.
The scientific method is a great system.
Sure.
However, you cannot explain the origin of the universe currently with it.
But you can look at evidence, things like redshift. You can look at tectonic plates. You can look at things that are pointing towards historical evidence. There is not evidence for snakes that talk. Like, that just doesn't exist. There's no talking snake science. Like, there's no, evidence out there for, oh, well, my friend Billy Bob has a talking snake. We'll show it to you. We're going to put the video on YouTube.
Right.
There
is evidence for people having spiritual experiences. People say, look, I had this experience.
You can put on the God helmet at a lab that bombards your brain with magnetic waves, and they will make you sense that there is a God. You will feel God. You will feel out-of-body experiences. You can fear terror. They can magnetize certain parts of your brain and make you, even as an atheist, make you feel like a deep sense of connection to another person that's not there.
Right. And I'm aware of these, the fact that you could do these things. I get it. But they, so you can feel this way. People feel this way. And when folks, specifically atheists, choose to minimize and sort of belittle people's experiences, they're never going to get anywhere. Because people have to know you care before they care what you think. I think you care before they care what you think. And so, I mean, this is the difficulty that, that atheists have of getting their message across.
Which is why, by the way, sometimes when I've had conversations with religious people, I don't claim to be an atheist. I don't start from that point because it's like, shut down, I can't talk to atheists! So I claim to be agnostic. Like, there's a possibility I might believe in your nonsense. that way you can at least have a conversation with these
people. See, and for me, what I did is that I realized I'm never going to be in total possession of the facts. I'm never going to possibly be in total possession of the facts. And so I tried the whole atheist thing. I came to the conclusion, you know what? I ultimately believe there's a God. And I believe that God has some kind of interest in what goes on. And I could be right. I could be wrong. I promise not to kill anybody over it. But that's my theory. And I don't think it's worth getting sort of bent out of shape on. I see why other people are upset with the religions that, maybe damaged them in their childhood. What do you think? 855-453. It's 855-450-3733.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
450 free. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. I've actually got somebody on the Skype line here. The username is lrn.fm. I want to tell you real quick about purse.freetalklive.com.
Ooh, a new short, a new, what is that, a subdomain, I guess?
Yeah, this is a subdomain, but it's a new advertiser that is a really big deal. So, you know, everybody wants to get a raise in their life. How about 25% off of just about everything you buy to live? Amazon has just about everything you need to live, except for, like, produce and meat. And if you live on spam, they probably have that too.
Science produces another meat.
Purse.freetalklive.com. Purse allows you to get discounts if you purchase with Bitcoin of 25% and above. That's a big deal. You can really, it's a life-changing opportunity. Is all you have to do is go sign up now. Go to purse.freetalklive.com. You got to get some Bitcoin. You can do it through expresscoin.com. You can Purse will sell it to you. A small premium for credit card purchases. You can, you know, whatever Bitcoins you may have, you can go through exchanges. Whatever way you get Bitcoin, you send it to the Purse account. And it, if you've got a little time to wait, like an extra day, you can get 25% off of whatever your purchases are. This is a pretty big deal because mostly you know what you're going to need to purchase. Like, there's very few things that you need to get it for your life that you didn't know 36 hours ahead of time that you needed to do that. So This is worth it. It's worth the savings. Purse.freetalklive.com. Go there, sign up now, reserve your account, and get started buying with Bitcoin. I think this is the game changer for Bitcoin. Along with Greece and Purse, this is it. Purse.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Nathan, calling in from Texas, wants to talk about schooling. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, King Mark I and Johnson.
Yes, yes, loyal subject. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I like that pairing where he's the gangster and you're the king because it makes a nice kind of contrast there.
Yeah.
Pirates and emperors, they're really the same thing.
I'll have to come up with a gangster title for my next introduction.
Okay, well, this conversation about school is interesting to me because I've noticed my experience with school has been different than a lot of other libertarians. Most people I run into seem to have the Johnson kind of experience where it's like, yeah, I was too smart and they made me do this stuff and then I said I wouldn't do it and they sent me to, I don't know, some building and, you know, something like that. You know, because I sort of did the homework and did the program. Oh, Derek Jay, he's one of the people who sort of did everything by the book, you know, got all the awards and medals and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I have trouble having a conversation with people who are in school or advocating for school because I don't feel like I can, like I have the same experience that you have, Johnson, if that makes sense. So
you
like
do everything have the same I've experience read, or you not? Don't?
As I said, I don't. So like everything I've read is very academic. Like, for example, that video on the School Sucks page about, you know, everything in school is stuff you didn't need to know. Like, I can go down that list and I can see, oh, yeah, school didn't teach me this. School didn't teach me this. Like, I can I can see, like, theoretically, like,
the things you need to know for life, school doesn't teach you. Things that you will not use in your life, school teaches you. I mean, it's amazing the sort of the pressure that I felt as a public school student to take algebra 2 and trigonometry and analytic geometry and even going on up to calculus. I have never used that stuff. Carpenters use more algebra than I use in a daily life. If I would have taken consumer math and then just taken, if I would have taken a nap during, you know, the math class, I would have been better off than pretty much taking everything I took in high school.
But you're speaking about a subject that is probably by far the most useful subject that schools can teach is the math. Well, think about the other subjects, some sort of foreign language that you're never going to learn fully and never really going to use. Latin languages.
Actually, I've used Latin more than I've used algebra.
English. History. You know, some sort of art. It's just ridiculous busy work. Almost all of it.
Well, I think that, look, I use English on a day-to-day basis. I think that
English, basic English, not like, you know, like, oh, I need to read this and the such and such.
Oh, you mean literature?
Yeah. I mean, it's beyond the eighth grade. You're not using English anymore.
I think literature is more valuable, still more valuable than algebra. Look, I get it as a computer guy. You lock yourself with some math, but I don't use that crap. And I got lied to.
No.
I got lied to
Wait.
This is really important. They told me I wasn't going to carry a calculator around in my pocket. The fact is, I do.
Right.
You know, like, this is an incredible betrayal by the math department in my public school.
Okay, but having a calculator isn't going to let you know the quadratic formula or Pythagoras theorem or all the things that you need to memorize in order to have math be useful to you. What I would say about literature, though, is that literature is not something that they're teaching you. Literature is something that you're teaching yourself. Because no matter what, whatever they shove down your throat in school is not going to be what you're going to read later on in life. And you're going to get all the learning that you want from English by picking up the books that you're going to read later on your own. Literature is not something that's being taught to you. It's something that's being like, here's some books, blah, and then you read them or you don't. And you're going to pick up your, the reading comprehension and whatnot, not generally, I don't feel, because some teacher is trying to teach it to you. It's because you're learning it on your own by reading and then reading some more and then reading some more.
I learned spelling that way. Go ahead, Nathan.
Well, I think I lucked out a little bit because I got to read a lot of libertarian-themed books like 1984 and, you know, things like that. So maybe it was also luck in addition to just temperament. But, you know, yeah, you're right. You learn things like the quadratic formula or whatever, but you don't learn how to measure a fence or whatever, you know, things that you might actually do in real life. And so I guess my question is, like, what advice do you have for, like, having a conversation or approaching a conversation with someone who's sort of locked into this, like, school is good and we should fund the schools because we should make sure that our children learn, you know, this kind of thing.
I feel like
everything I have is theoretical. Like, oh, go read some Rothbard or something.
I think the strongest thing you can say is that, look, government schools are generally the worst school in their given geographic area. They're so bad that they have to force us to pay for them. If you want to make sure that poor people go to school, the last thing you should be doing is advocating for our current public school system, because the majority of students go there. That means that we as a society are paying to send middle class people's kids to school. You don't need to do that. We'd be far better off with competition in that arena. Doesn't competition bring us better goods and services than every other area in our life? Why do you think school's different? If you want to make sure that poor people get an education, then advocate for income-based scholarships for the lowest 20% or 30% or whatever. It still would be a gigantic leap forward in the area of competition as far as schools go. And there you go. I mean, it's a far more libertarian position. It's not the one I advocate for. The fact is that I believe that the free market can handle it entirely, and that poor people want to send their kids to school very badly, and that there would be better schools for less. We spend nearly nothing educating my son. Essentially, the internet and some books are plenty.
Well, yeah, that would be interesting to run that kind of cost comparison, because I've heard that before. Like, you know, that you could actually do the amount of educating the schools do in a year or something for a tenth the cost. But I don't know the exact
homeschooled kids knock the socks off of public school education children in standardized tests every single time.
Yeah,
like by leaps and bounds.
Oh yeah, they destroy them. And these are usually the homeschoolers. It's mostly case scenarios where you have very parents who are very concerned about academics. Mm-hmm. With my son, I want him to learn what he wants to learn when he wants to learn it. So we're not as he's above his grade level, but that doesn't mean, you know, we're not pushing it because I don't think it's that important.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that would be what they would come back with is, oh, well, those are just the fanatical tiger moms that are just sort of pushing their kids.
All homeschoolers are. Yeah.
Okay, so they've done studies. They've done studies on this, and if you don't teach kids anything, if you have no schooling, they basically are about a grade level behind the average student in public school. So there you go. All this time and money is put in order to get one grade level more performance.
Interesting stuff.
What's that?
It's interesting stuff, Mark.
Yep, thanks so much, Nathan. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
Hey, guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart, and we are the Union BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I did an interview today with Cody Drummond from Peacekeeper, and it was a fascinating experience. Is all you have to do is go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, and you can see get that interview in its entirety. Peacekeeper is an app that is going to change how we deal with emergency services around the world. No longer do you need to rely on when the government shows up to help you. You can have your friends and family and neighbors around you help you, and it's incredibly empowering. Probably a lot better scenario. To see their Indiegogo campaign, go to pk.freetalklive.com. They've got perks over there. They make it worth it. pk.freetalklive.com for Peacekeeper. Johnson, you said you had something to add as far as...
Yeah, I just found it interesting. He was our last caller was talking about what do you say to someone who's just still so pro-school? And what I realized, I was just having the realization that as we were talking before about religious intolerance, and what I realized is sort of like as I've come to New Hampshire, I've become a lot less interested in outreach. It's probably a bad thing, probably a really bad thing. But certainly nice to have that sort of sense of, you know, I'd rather just try and see things get done rather than just sitting around trying to convince people. I'd rather just have there be change. It's like, nah, I'm not going to tell you. Let me just show you. Mm-hmm. You know, like kind of like one of these things. And I feel like it's sort of the same way, like for me, with the religious tolerance. It's just I've gotten to the point where it's like I'm kind of tired of having the conversation. It's just sort of for me, it's like, this is the better way to do things. It's just how it is, period. You know, like, I don't know. I don't feel like, you know, sitting around explaining it anymore. I guess I don't feel the need to try and outreach to people at some point. At some point, it becomes like, I'm done trying to convince you. You know, like, I don't know. Like, what's the point? Some people just don't want to be convinced, you know, like,
indeed.
And it's like, it's not worth the time because it's like they maybe aren't going to get it ever.
Let's go to Jacob calling in on Skype. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I was actually I thought you were using that whole you didn't want to have the religious tolerance debate anymore as a way to let me know you weren't going to get to me.
No, but... no, he has that.
Oh, oh.
He gets to say whatever he wants, but I take the calls.
No, you're good. Basically, you know, my whole outlook, I mean, I agree with a lot of some of the stuff you guys were saying. My whole outlook, you know, I was raised in a Mormon family. I now consider myself, I guess I would say agnostic Buddhist. I subscribe to the Buddhist philosophy. There really doesn't have to be much religion involved. But essentially, like, I get the whole, like, being raised in a Mormon family, like, I get the proselyting, the missionaries, like, you know, kind of pushing it. But at the same time, I've also known people that, you know, I have seen the religion itself, as much as I do not agree with it, I've seen it help those people in their lives be happier, be more productive, be whatever, you know, be better people. And like, and that's kind of where I stand on the whole religious, like, yeah, I think a lot of the things that some people think are ridiculous,
yep.
But at the same time, in my opinion, it comes back down to religious freedom. And I mean, how many times has a government done something because they knew what was right and everybody else was wrong?
Yeah, it's,
you know,
scary when people know something. Right. Like, the people that know, those are the ones that scare me.
Right.
So, I tend to agree with you on this. Where I have a sticking point, and I'm not that familiar with other religions, right? Like, I don't know that much about Islam. I don't know that much about Judaism. But I can talk all day long about Christianity because I'm really familiar with it. People, Christians specifically, love to say, you don't know nothing about Christianity. Well, the fact is, people who are, you know, like, atheists generally know more about Christianity than Christians. I'm not an atheist by any stretch, but I've read the Bible through three times. I've done lots of Bible study, and I'm very familiar with it. I don't have a problem if you want to call the person I call God, if you want to call him Jesus. I don't have a problem with that. That doesn't confront me. What confronts me is, A, demanding a bunch of money, B, and specifically, the threat of hell, the reward of heaven. I think the aspect of those two things are frightening, and they're dangerous because you're telling them to kids.
I think any kind of afterlife is dangerous, to be honest.
Well, what if you mean as a reward base or just
at all?
Okay, well,
I think that if you're living for a life beyond this life, then there's a problem.
I don't think that there's very many people who are doing that. Do you how many Christians do you see jumping out in front of cars so they can get to heaven?
That's not really
what
I'm saying.
They don't actually live this way. This is more of that that atheist crap that gets trotted out. No! People living for an afterlife are dead!
But that's because the belief isn't entirely real, but anyway.
Well, there you go. That is not a problem.
That's the funny thing. When you go back to even what, like, hell, I mean, you're talking about heaven, hell. I mean, everything we as a culture know from hell was evolved from, I believe it was Milton's Divine Comedy.
Yeah, you know? A lot of it, you know, the Divine Comedy, that's Dante.
None of it's from the Bible. None of it's from the Bible. And I agree with you, like, you know, as far as I get into discussions all the time with Christians, or Dante, yeah, Dante.
Dante, sorry. Is that it? Okay.
Yeah, and I get into disagreements all the time with Christians, like, okay, I understand, like, I'm looking at what, as far as the Bible says, what Jesus said, and you guys are saying, well, he said that for then, it's a little different in this situation, like, and I'm sitting there like, well, no, I mean, he pretty much said it pretty clearly, you know, what you're doing isn't exactly what he advocated. essentially.
Yeah. Well, one of the problems I have with Jesus is that God and, you know, this perfect, omnipotent being comes down to earth in the form of a scholar so intelligent that he's teaching the scholars in the temple at 12 years old. This is a, you know, a fascinating, this is a, an incredible claim when you're talking about the very literate Jewish society at the time, that the, a 12-year-old's teaching the scholars in the temple, and this individual, who is so scholarly and so intelligent, doesn't take any time to write one thing down. And if I don't believe the crap that was written down by supposedly his followers, but we're not 100% sure, if I don't believe that, I go into eternal torment for all. I go into torment for all eternity.
So one point that you made, Mark, on this was that you said earlier, you know, talking about intolerance and having these conversations, is that, you know, you're not going to get anywhere with religious people if you do this and such. And that, like, that's part of the thing that I kind of thought about. It's sort of the same thing with the education. It's like, the question that I immediately ask is, well, why would I be trying to get anywhere with these people? Like, if I want to get somewhere with someone, like, or whatnot, like, if I have to deal with someone like a religious person in a work environment or whatever, if I want to get somewhere with a religious person, then I'm not going to have this conversation at all, period. Like, that's, you know, it's just not, because I don't feel like this conversation generally goes anywhere. That's sort of the main difference. That's the main, well, okay, but the main difference is like, if I want to have a philosophical conversation with, like, a libertarian or an atheist or something like that, I feel like these are the type of people that are open to talking about their beliefs and having them questioned and discussing them. I feel like most Christians, if you tell them you're an atheist, all of a sudden you're an evil person. It's over. Because bigotry runs strong.
But I agree with that. But I think the first thing that made me want to call to kind of explain what I've been trying to say, as far as, like, you know, individuals having different beliefs helping them personally, you know, would it not be bigotry? Because you guys were talking about what defines bigotry in that, and you were talking about maybe it's being against a certain religion or whatever. Personally, I feel like if you're disrespecting a person's belief unnecessarily, I mean, I'm not advocating for censorship of speech or anything like that, but, like, if it's kind of unnecessarily, like, I come to a point where, just as you said, you know, what do I want to get with these people? You know, what am I trying to achieve with these people? And it actually goes back earlier on Facebook today. I commented on another anarchist's post. He was talking about the flag. He was talking about the flag, something about flags, and burning them all along with the people with them. No. And I couldn't help but point out to him, I'm like, you know, I'm going to assign you a little bit of reading. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And that does not necessarily mean, look, you're putting your energy into pleasing people. So, I'm not saying be a yes man.
Because we're
limited
on time, can I respond to what you're saying here? Because, like, I get what you're saying. What's the need of having this sort of conversation with people? You know, what are you trying to get? And I guess the sort of reason why I get disrespectful with religious beliefs and people who are being irrational is the sort of the same reason that
they push your patience.
Well, it's not that they're pushing my patience.
They're threatening you with eternal damnation.
Well, if they're threatening me with eternal damnation, or it's just being irrational in general is not making the world a better place. It's making the world a worse place. No. These are the same people that are fostering hatred and fostering bad science and making things work worse in the world. And I don't have tolerance for it.
Jacob, I appreciate the call. There's no way we're going to squeeze it in. Thank you so much.
More
tomorrow.
Every night. 7 nights a week.
Yep, 7 nights a week. 850. I'm giving the number. FreeTalkLive.com, Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined the free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Huh.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.